tight and get ready for another message from Moving at the Speed of Science.
We copy you down, Eagle. Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Have you ever wanted to go to the moon? With private corporations developing their own rockets, commercial space travel is just over the horizon. Don't worry about the cost either. Like the automobile or a computer industry, prices will soon decrease to commercially viable levels.
But don't jump on the banned rocket just yet. The effects of space radiation on humans are not well known.
Whoa, man, you're growing a third arm.
Genetic mutation as a result of exposure to radiation will not result in superpowers.
Oh man, I was hoping I could be like Mr. Fantastic.
However, high doses of radiation can have other ill effects.
In the average lifetime, you'll be exposed to 18 rads of radiation. To put this in context, chemotherapy uses hundreds of rads of radiation, but is limited to a small area of the body, thereby lessening the overall exposure. It requires 550 rads in a short period of time to ensure death.
Astronauts aboard Apollo 14, a 9-day mission, received 1.14 rads, which is almost 5 times as much radiation as Earthlings receive in 1 year. At this point, it would be a good idea to ask me, what are the ill effects of radiation?
What are the ill effects of radiation?
High doses of radiation in a short period of time result in adverse effects such as vomiting, nausea, and possibly death. However, low doses such as those experienced by the Earthbound show no adverse effects.
What about the levels of radiation in space?
NASA has strict regulations on how much radiation astronauts may be exposed to for the career lifetime dosage. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station are exposed to 9 rads over a 90-day period. And even the Apollo 14 astronauts would not have exceeded NASA's exposure limitations.
What about the private corporations? How will they deal with the increased radiation in space, since they're not regulated by NASA?
Because this industry is not fully developed, it is difficult to predict the measures firms will take for radiation protection. Make sure the company has regulations in place to ensure you don't receive harmful amounts of radiation during your space flight.
Should oxygen be needed, a mask will drop from the compartment located above your seat.
Who knew? This has been Moving at the Speed of Science, a production of the Writing Science News Class. Thank you for listening to WDCV 88.3 FM, the voice of Dickinson College.